When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader.
Shot 127. This picture is dated 1836.
Well, that's how they do it in the good old-fashioned world of auction houses. But what the Evening Standard is doing this week is a bit more futuristic. For a start, no one's putting a painting on a lectern for bidders to see.
Nothing truly lasts forever. I chuckle.
This is the soundtrack to Brave New World, the first NFT, or non-fungible token, in British history to be turned into a magazine cover when it appeared on ES Magazine last week. Now it's up for sale in a very modern online auction, with proceeds going to the Evening Standard's charity partner, the Felix Foundation. This is history, and not just in art or publishing, or even auctioneering. The cover features black non-binary model Kai Asaya Jamal and has a subtitle, Black Liberation is Nothing Without Trans Liberation. Could NFTs be a new frontier in political and social campaigning? And how would that work? I'm joined now by Kasia May, the non-binary art academic and entrepreneur who worked with the Evening Standard to bring Brave New World into existence, and tech journalist Monty Munford, who is also chief evangelist for finance platform CNN Network. Kasia, let's start with you. Last week we had that massive fanfare when this appeared on ES Magazine's front cover. Now you can buy it. How exciting is that?
Honestly, it's the opportunity of a lifetime, at least of my first 28 years. Finally, you get a project. You walk into a room, you speak with a CEO that you've never met before. His name's Charles Yardley, he's from The Standard. And you find out about an NFT that's going with a non-binary person on the cover of a magazine during London Fashion Week. And you look at yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm a non-binary CEO. I'm from the South. I'm from the US. I don't see any non-binary people being talked about or being sold in an NFT, much less on the cover of a magazine. And, you know, I think the New York Times, whoever's listening to this, you know, the Queen, correct me if I'm wrong, this has never been done before. There's never been a black non-binary body in an NFT artwork on the cover of a magazine ever.
Now let's just pick up on that. How important is that? I mean, does it make a difference? Isn't this just a gimmick, Acacia?
Isn't it just a gimmick? Well, you know, money is actually just imaginary. We just pick up the pound or the dollar and say, today I decided this means something. When you believe in a story that needs to be told, you need to get a group of people together around a table and they need to collectively decide, we're going to create something that has value, whether it's money or art. And across industries, you have an opportunity for the public to step up and say, you know what, I haven't seen this story before. I haven't seen a black person in an NFT who's non-binary on the cover of a magazine. You know what, I think I might want to buy that.
Monty, can an NFT be as transformational as Acacia believes, hopes it will be?
I think there's a couple of things going on. The fact that this is an amazing magazine cover reminds me a little bit of, you know, the Face magazine in the 80s and 90s. You know, I've still got hundreds of copies at home, you know. So that's number one. But the subject of NFTs in general, the transformation of it, it's possible this could be like crypto. You know, it could be like the internet in 1998 where there was a similar bubble. But, you know, a lot of people allude to the printing press has democratized society and everyone could read and write. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, mentioned the stirrup. And I'm, what are you talking about? And he said, well, that's what created knights, because the stirrup was that you could maneuver the horse. If you had the money, if you had the dough at the time, you got the stirrup, you got the coat of armour, you got the lance, and then you're a lord. And if you didn't, you were a serf. That's transformational. We still have it in the class system now. I mean, we still have it in business. I mean, that's where the word freelancer came from. You were a wandering knight. You were a freelancer. I mean, I imagine the freelance world know how difficult it is to win those battles at the moment. So there are two things here. I mean, you know, the fact that the subject matter is on the cover of the magazine is amazing, and I think it is the first time. But when it comes to NFTs in general, I'm a bit more old school. You know, I prefer walking. I've just walked here, actually, via a few museums. That's what I like. I'm not so sure that I want to live inside a screen, but that's just me.
I reported yesterday on a story on our Tech and Science Daily sister podcast about a French company that sells football trading cards as NFTs. It's now valued at more than $4 billion, and it was only recently set up. Can people make money off this? If you bid on this item for the Evening Standard, is that an investment?
Well, a mate of mine, Tony Pierce, who I used to work with, works for Reality Gaming, and they've done a deal with Doctor Who trading cards. I say no more. Absolutely, 100%. You know, it's like another word. Another word to describe an NFT, I think, in the long run, is a collectible. If you're a Doctor Who fan, and believe me, there are millions of them, to have that status of having that trading card, it's already a business. You know, and I've done the valuation of the French company and said, but I think Reality Gaming is probably going towards those figures as well.
Acacia, is this a stirrup moment for non-binary people?
I think it just might be, Monty. I think finally somebody had the balls to, you know, create some sort of part of the internet where you can be the first again. It's really hard to be the first nowadays with globalization. News travels really fast. What we really need is someone, I don't know, Beyonce, Rihanna, I'm speaking right to you, Jerry Saltz, New York Times. I need somebody to step up and, you know, step into the stirrups a bit and to make sure that regular people can be knights, you know, as Monty's saying. I'm a little sick of being a freelancer. Yeah, I think this is an incredible moment for people who don't have their stories told.
Apart from just buying your own place into history through bidding on this, apart from, you know, helping to campaign for non-binary and marginalized people, what you're getting is the code to genuinely a gorgeous bit of art, isn't it?
The person who buys this, it's going to be online for 24 hours, just 24 hours. The person who owns it, in the next few weeks, I think they're really going to see the value of it absolutely skyrocket. And I have a sneaking suspicion that it's going to be regular old, I don't know, kid who ends up with it, but maybe somebody with some more power in this world hears this or looks at the art and says, I want to own that.
When it came to being created, what were you thinking of? Who could possibly make this? Because this is a historic moment, so who's good enough to put something like this together?
Do you know this brilliant singer named Björk?
I have heard of Björk. She wears swans occasionally.
Yes, she does. I saw her in concert by myself in London. It's probably the only person you'd go and see by yourself to have a spiritual experience. But to answer your question, who would want to be involved in this, you need to look no further than the photographers and artists, Warren Dupreez and Nick Thornton Jones, who were behind Björk's Utopia album.
They worked with her for 20 years, right?
Yes. But when it came to creating this object, it was two artists who honestly don't take enough money back for their incredible work. And if you ask them today, how much do you want from this? They say, nope. All of this money goes to charity. They don't want anything from this. These artists have been on call in Paris for the past few weeks, and still, every time when I reach out to talk about the importance of this moment, they get back to me immediately. They really believe in this project, and I know Björk believes in this project. I was on the phone with Warren the other day, and he said, you know, this is about a revolution. This is about not just a single person. It's about a group of people, a group of artists coming together. And for the first time, the old people are listening to the kids. Can you believe that? Like, I can't believe Cheyenne's listening to me. I can't believe Warren and Nick are listening to me. I can't believe, actually, you know, they're pretty young, but
let's imagine for 1 minute that Bjork's so interested in this, she's listening to this podcast right now. How does Bjork buy this NFT?
Bjork, if you want to buy this NFT, you go on to Foundation. It's an NFT marketplace. And you soup up your wallet with Ethereum, which is just a form of money. And you place a bid. It's easy as that. But you need to do it as soon as possible because sometimes it can take a hot minute for that money to get there. Unless you have a friend like Monty Munford who will just send over money to your account.
And, you know, if it does come down to it and she wins, you know, a date is possible. I'm around since I saw her with the sugar cubes many years ago. She's been on my radar. So Bjork, you know her own baby.
That's very generous if you want to.
And like Acacia said there, to bid for this historic NFT, go to the foundation.app website. That's foundation.app. And start a search for Warren Dupreez and Nick Thornton Jones. By the time you've typed Warren, it'll appear in the drop-down menu. There's also a link in the show notes if you want to take a more direct route. And you can head to standard.co.uk to read more about the artwork and how it was put together. Bidding starts at 6 p.m. on Friday, 24th of September. And that's the leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.